The roster for the Giants, for the most part, looks to be locked in, but there's still a few opportunities left for some guys on the team. Who's going to claim that fifth spot in the rotation? Backup infielder? And Sam Huff, is he looking like the backup for Patrick Bailey this year? Let's talk about it. I'm Darius Lott, and this is Second and King.
Welcome to Second and King, your one-stop shop for everything San Francisco Giants. And now, here's your host, Darius Lott.
Welcome back, y'all. What up, what up? Thank you once again for listening to Second and King. I'm your host, Darius Lott. And yeah, today we're going to talk about some positional battles that are going on in camp right now. There's a few intriguing options about, you know, things like the fifth spot in the rotation, backup infielder, and, you know, Sam Huff. I talked about him a bit before, and I'm actually excited about seeing what he can do. And he might very well claim the backup job in Tom Murphy's absence. But yeah, let's just get right into it. But first, I just want to shout out you guys, the listeners, you know, those of you who like, subscribe on YouTube, those of you that give the show a listen on Spotify and Apple Music. I finally fixed the issue that was going on the Apple Podcast side of things. So those of you who do Apple Podcasts, the show is up. All the episodes are there. So go ahead and give those a listen. Leave a rating or review if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcast. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, all that good stuff. It really helps the channel. And again, just thank you guys for rocking with me so far and as we continue to grow this platform here. So yeah, let's get into it. Fifth spot in the rotation. And talked about this a bit on last episode. Landon Roop was the main focal point of my discussion, just how he's come along this spring and things that he's been doing, opening up a lot of eyes and making the decision a little bit harder for Giants management, which I think is a good problem to have. You know, the more, you know, decisions you got to make and the more options you have, hey man, that can only bode well for you. So yeah, Landon Roop, as we mentioned, Kyle Harrison, as well as Hayden Birdsong are all in contention for that fifth and final spot in the Giants rotation. And man, I remember saying that I really liked Birdsong, and I still do, just because he has a full, you know, arsenal of pitches, whereas I feel Landon Roop, even with how impressive he's been, he still very much has some growing to do as far as his other pitches. Same thing with Kyle Harrison. He's very much a work in progress as well. But the upside with both of those guys is very much there. But the more I look at this battle, I can't really... it's hard to really put into words and figure out how I feel about who's going the best right now. I mean, right now, it's probably Roop. But, you know, Birdsong has looked good at points. Even Harrison at points has looked good. I know at the time of this recording, he didn't do well in his last outing. Got tagged pretty hard. But, yeah, the fifth spot is very much still open, and it's going to be an intriguing battle. And Buster Posey, going back to, I believe it was the winter meetings. Yeah, he said how much faith he has in the Giants' young pitching. And that was part of the message after Justin Verlander was signed. You know, they just brought in a veteran who can kind of continue to help these guys along and help them progress as they continue to thrive and improve and hopefully make a dent and be a big part of this team going forward. So I think we'll just talk about the three candidates a bit more, you know, and just kind of where I think the Giants might look to go. We'll start with Kyle Harrison. You know, talked about him, his fastball, what he can do with that and how he can elevate it high in the zone, get a lot of swing and miss. The thing that was concerning last season when it came to Kyle Harrison was the fastball velocity, you know, the dip in velocity he had. He typically sits anywhere from 95, maybe even 97 prior. And last year, for a fair amount of the year, his four-seamer sat in the low 90s, anywhere from like 90 to 93 at points. And I think even his last outing, the fastball was sitting in that same, those same miles per hour. So, you kind of just have to keep your eye on that. You just hope he's fully healthy. He did have the ankle issue, and I think he also had a shoulder issue as well last year in the second half. But, you know, your main thing is you hope to keep him healthy, and if he's healthy, he can be quite effective. I talked about how I really wanted to see him improve on his secondary and tertiary pitches going forward. But yeah, it's a huge difference, especially for a guy like him who pitches off his fastball. You know, velocity is a big key, you know, it's a big part of that. You're not going to be as effective if you're not able to throw more strikes with that fastball. So hopefully he's okay. He does all right, and continue to look at him. Hayden Birdsong, however, has not had any issues whatsoever with his velocity. I believe his first outing, his fastball sat in like 99 miles per hour. So that kind of gives the Giants, like, you know, you look at that and you think, this is a guy with that fastball, that curveball that he's got. You know, this is a guy who could potentially lead the team in strikeouts at some points. You know, his stuff is that good. He can throw a lot of strikes. He definitely needs to work on throwing a lot more. Patrick Bailey, when asked about Birdsong, says, I think he has some of the best stuff in the game. He has really, really good stuff. You see it when you're going to get a whiff in the big leagues, and he can get the best hitters in the world to look silly. So, you know, big praise by the Giants catcher when it comes to Hayden Birdsong. And, you know, as far as Landon Roop goes, yeah, he just continues to impress and continues to build off, you know, what he did last year. And he's mixing it up. You know, he got the changeup going. I think he's got I think he's got a curveball as well that he mixes in there. But the changeup, you know, has been one of his best pitches, and his curveball, he threw it 44% of the time. Yeah, just a bit more of a varied arsenal will help him as he continues to get better. He's also a guy that can be a force in the Giants bullpen if he doesn't end up making the rotation. He can be effective. Whereas I think out of Birdsong and Harrison, one of them I would like to see. If they're not going to be in the rotation, I don't want them to just sit in the bullpen. I would like at least one of them to go to AAA and, you know, continue to get you some work in, you know, continue to make starts, build their arm strength, continue to work on their other pitches and, you know, finding the zone and things of that nature. I don't want either one just sitting around in the bullpen, not getting the proper reps that they need. And so that's kind of it. As far as who I like out of the three, I think I still really like Hayden Birdsong. It's very rare you come across young arms that have a full arsenal of pitches already. They're not the most defined quite yet. You know, his fastball and his curveball are his best pitches, you know, and he mixes in you know, I think it was a changeup or some kind of cutter variant that he's got going in there. But he's somebody, if he can pile up the strike zone, he can be very effective. And given that Justin Verlander is now on the team, I really like what that can do for him and his confidence. Like, I think they kind of throw in a similar fashion, I think they kind of have a similar arm slot. They both, you know, have the big fastball with the curveball. Well, Verlander doesn't have as big of a fastball as he did before, but he can still get people out with it. He can locate it well, and that's something that I hope he can do going forward. But yeah, I think his style of pitching translates very well to Birdsong, and I think that could be a very, very helpful for him. There was a clip, I believe the Giants posted it on their social media, of Verlander giving Birdsong tips about, you know, how his plant leg, how he pushes off and things like that. And that was very cool to see, you know, his influence, Justin Verlander's influence, that is paying dividends for a lot of these young arms, you know. And it gives credence to what Posey said about having confidence in a lot of these young guys and what they can do. And I look forward to seeing more of that going forward. And I think it could have a really positive impact on this Giants team in 2025. If the Giants pitch like they are capable of pitching, then I think they have a legitimate shot to make some noise in the National League wild card race, you know. I'm not going to say division, you know. The division's an uphill battle as it is when you have to deal with the Dodgers. But pitching and defense, you know, any Giants fan, especially those from the 2010s, will tell you that that is very important and that is key. And that is what the Giants built their championships on, is the strong pitching and defensing. Strong pitching and defense of that core. You know, they weren't the most talented offensively. They didn't have any real big boppers like they did in the Bonds era, you know, with Kent, you know, Aurelia and things like that. I just saw a video of that Giants team, and they were just going through the lineup and all the guys there. They had so many just potent hitters top to bottom in that lineup. Like, everybody had at least double-digit home runs. A few, there were a number that had 20 and then 30. And, of course, you know, Bonds had, like, 40, you know, like that. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point again, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. The Giants managed to win 3 championships in 5 years without that. So, that's it as far as the 5 spot in the rotation. Continue to look at that. That is the battle to be looking at right now, because it fluctuates, you know. One guy can be just rolling, he has a bad outing, while one or two have great outings. So it's a seesaw battle, and it's the one that everyone should have their eye on in spring training this year. So yeah, keeping tabs on that going forward as we continue to go into the later stages of spring here. Another battle that might not look as big or as intense as the 5th spot in the rotation battle between the previous 3 that I just mentioned, but they have to look at who they will carry as backup infielders between Casey Schmidt and Brett Wisely. Bob Melvin said, I think both of them have a good opportunity to make this team, and he said, you know, competition's always a great thing. So, and I agree, because competition is always good when you have someone else to push you, someone else that is, you know, you're neck and neck with and you're competing against. You know, it doesn't always have to be a animosity thing. You know, you can compete just for the love of the game. So yeah, with guys like Wilmer Flores, Tyler Fitzgerald, and of course, you know, Willie Adames, Matt Chapman, Lamont Wade Jr., you know, in the infield. You know, the Giants are looking for some versatility. And I think they can use most of it, you know, in the middle infield. Probably, like, if, you know, say Schmidt or Wisely can take over a day for Adames if he needs a day off, or Chapman, maybe even Fitzgerald, you know, things like that. Brett Wisely had a really good start to his 2024. Like, there was a point when he was just ripping the ball. Like, he looked great. At one point from mid-May to mid-June, he was hitting over 300. And I think he had like an 800 OPS going for him. And then he kind of fell off a cliff for the remainder of the year. Only ended up batting like 239. I think he had like a 600 OPS. So if he can show some level of consistency, I could see him potentially grabbing that spot. Fangraphs had him slotted on the roster, but I personally want to see what Casey Schmidt can do. And Casey, you know, I was excited when he first got called up in 2023. Remember, he hit his first major league hit was a home run against the Nationals at home. Rocking the City Connects, looking good. I miss those jerseys, actually. I might be the only person who actually likes those City Connect jerseys. But now they're gone. I wonder what we're going to get in their absence, if we get anything. But I digress. Casey Schmidt, he looked pretty good last year. In the limited time that we got to see him, he appeared in 40 games. But in those 40 games, batted 252. The OBP is still down. You know, that's one of the knocks against Casey is he really struggles to generate walks. In fact, he's even struggling to do it so far in spring, despite having an 840 OPS. He has not walked a single time and he struck out 7 times. So again, that's just something that you hope gets better, but you know, you'll see. But yeah, a 283 OBP, 477 slugging, a 760 OPS. That is good for OPS plus of 114. So he has ability with the bat. Not to mention, he is a wizard on defense. Like, I think his best position is probably third base, which is unfortunate because he won't play a lot of third base with Matt Chapman being around. But I could see him getting a lot of reps at second base, potentially, maybe a couple of starts, some spot starts here and there at short, and maybe even third. But Casey is, you know, he's only 26 years old. He's one of those young guys I talked about, I think, that can still be very effective and give the Giants a boost in certain areas. And he's got some pop, you know. He's hit 11 home runs in his career. He hit 6 in the small sample size we saw him last year. But I think where Casey Schmidt really shines is his defensive versatility, being able to play second base, shortstop, and third base. I think is going to be very helpful. We already got a platoon set up at first base with Wilmer and Wade, and even Herrar and Encarnacion can slide in at first base if needed. So having got a guy who can play multiple positions like that is very helpful. That's why Tyler Fitzgerald is very valuable to the Giants, not just because of his athletic ability that allows him to slot in at every different position, you know. I guess I should say that is why he's so valuable, outside of, like, you know, the offensive numbers he put up, rather. But yeah, it's not as intriguing a battle, but I think, yeah, like I said, Schmidt is blocked at his best position, third base. But I think if he continues to show his versatility, I think he is the likely candidate to get that backup infield job, because Wisely, you know, he doesn't have quite the same level of versatility that Casey does. Like, I think he also plays shortstop. He's mostly a middle infielder. Apparently he played some center field. I don't remember that, but yeah, it'll be interesting how that one shapes up. I'm gonna keep an eye on that as well, but I think Casey Schmidt might have the edge there. Also gotta keep in mind that Oslavis Basabe, I believe that's his name. I probably butchered his name, but he was also brought in during the offseason to be a backup infielder. So he is also potentially a option for the Giants as far as that backup infield position, you know. So another one to keep an eye on this spring as far as the positional battles that we got going on. Now, there is a battle, I guess you could say. It's hard to call it a battle because the guy who was figured to be the front runner for the position is hurt, and there's no timetable for his return. I'm talking about the backup catcher spot going into next year. So Patrick Bailey, coming off his Gold Glove season, will obviously get a lion's share of the starts at catcher. Posey said the first day of camp that Tom Murphy would be his backup. But right on the second day of camp, he was in the trainer's room and he was being tended to. I believe he has, I don't know if it's a knee injury or what, but yeah, he's been hurt again. He got hit by the injury bug last year. That's what made his 2024 so short, and it's not been fun so far for him. It's his back. Yeah, it's his back, and that put him in serious doubt for opening day. And people have even talked about, is this it for him as a Giant? You know, he only played 13 games last year, and play wasn't very inspired. He really showed his limitations as far as a backstop defensively. He was not very good in that aspect. The main aspect of him is he was very good against left-handed pitching, and when he wasn't able to do that, it kind of was like, well, he's not very valuable to the Giants if he's not doing the one thing he was brought in to do. So it's been a tough go for Tom Murphy as far as his stint with the Giants so far. But in his absence, Sam Huff, who was acquired from the Rangers back in January, a former top 100 prospect, is seizing the opportunity that is, you know, that is in front of him right now. He's 27 years old. He's looking real good so far this spring. Am I reading that right? He hit a home run that traveled. Oh, no, sorry. I'm looking at something else. I thought I had a home run that he hit in front of me, but no, I was actually on the wrong line. But right now it's kind of between him and Max Stassi. They brought in Max Stassi as well. He was a non-roster invitee, I believe, I think he was brought in on a minor league deal and with an invite to spring training. He's a veteran, strong reputation behind the plate, 403 games at catcher, and I believe he had most of his time with the Angels. He was a solid player, was Max Stassi. So another, the backup catching was a sore spot for the Giants in 2024, especially when Bailey had went down at one point. He had to miss some time with injury, and then you didn't have Murphy, so they brought back Kurt Casale at one point, Jackson Reitz. I don't blame you if you don't know who that is, but yeah, hopefully the Giants have solved that issue now going forward. It doesn't help that Murphy's hurt again, but Sam Huff so far is the one who's been leading the pack. Like I said, 308 batting average this spring, 615 slugging, 471 on base, OPS in the thousands. So he's looking to earn his way to a backup spot here. And he's pretty solid defender behind the plate. Has some offensive upside as well. So yeah, hopefully the Giants can, you know, tap into some of that potential, you know, that the Rangers just didn't see fit to keep him around after they drafted him back in 2016. So hopefully he can provide some stability in the backup catching role. And don't want to sleep on Max Stassi either, the veteran. He's got a lot of time and he's got a lot of equity in this game too. So, and he's no slouch offensively either, as I'm pulling up his stats here. He had a pretty good stretch when he was with the Angels, you know. Nothing groundbreaking or anything, but he was solid. 2021, 241 average, 326 on base, 426 slugging, a 752 OPS. That brought him to an OPS plus of 103. And he was one of the best hitters in the league in 2020. But given that, you know, there are only 60 games, you can always stand out from there. But yeah, catcher should be interesting. It's a position that I know the Giants want to maintain and keep strong this year after the rough patch that it hit in 2024. So keep that going, keep that on our heads as well. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And I want to end it. This isn't so much of a battle, but we have some interesting options for the bullpen in 2024. You know, the obvious names, Ryan Walker, Tyler Rogers, Camilo Doval, Eric Miller, you know, he looks as of right now is the lone lefty in the Giants bullpen. But the Giants have some intriguing options in a group of their non-roster invitees. Miguel Del Pozo, Antonio Jimenez, Joey Lucchesi, they brought him in. He might slot in as the other lefty in the Giants bullpen, just to name a few. And so far, you know, Sean Jelly has looked good too as well. You can also factor him in. So I think the bullpen is very intriguing in terms of the people that they brought in to compete for spots, you know. As far as Joey Lucchesi so far, he hasn't given up an earned run so far in any of his appearances this spring. So that's a good sign. He's 32 years old. He's been in the big league since 2018 with the Padres and the Mets. Dealt with his fair share of injuries from time to time. He looked pretty good going back to 2023. Before he had to shut it down, he only played in 9 games. But in those 9 games, you know, he pitched fairly well. He could be that other lefty that complements Eric Miller in the bullpen, potentially. I look forward to seeing more of him. But there are a lot more other intriguing names as well. Chief among them is Joel Piguero. He's pitched 3 straight scoreless outings for the Giants. 5 strikeouts across 3 1/3 innings pitched so far. And he has an electric 100-mile plus fastball. It sits normally in the 100 miles per hour. So that's something to also take note of, as, you know, we see a lot of young pitchers this spring. The Giants, you know, I've talked about it, one of their strengths as far as their system is they have a ton of young arms that they can pull from. Like, it's very deep. Like, for as much, you know, crap that the Giants get for their system not being in the top 10 or top 15, it's typically middle of the pack or sometimes near the bottom. Especially right now, pundits have it near the bottom. The Giants do excel in getting pitchers. That's how it's been for a while now. They know pitching. They can breed pitching. So if they ain't going to do anything, they're going to get you some good pitchers. So, yeah, that'll do it for this edition of Second and King. Kind of rambled a lot here about, you know, just certain players and certain positional battles. But thank you again for joining me this edition of Second and King. If you like the video, if you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Leave a comment. I want a lot more engagement. I want to build a community here of, you know, other Giants fans. And, you know, just talk a bunch of different topics. Like, let me know if there's something I'm forgetting and things that I didn't mention or certain players I didn't mention. Please feel free to comment. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review. You know, really helps me see what I'm doing well with the channel. I really would appreciate your guys' feedback. I'm all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Second and King. I refuse to call it X. Blue Sky, as well as Instagram. If you're on YouTube, you'll see the social media handles at the bottom of the screen here. But that's going to do it for me. Thank you again for joining me on this edition of Second and King. And as always, go Giants.